everybody. Well, today is the first Saturday in July. This is July 2nd, 2016. So let's clear the date. And this is our Saturday night program. And we go to the Lightship. We'll have our birthday party tonight for people born this month. So here we go. Let's clear the date today. 7-2-2016. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's energize the light beams. This will bring peace energy into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So there we go. And I guess I could do another one. It sets the males. If you have another monitor, you want to have females on it, or maybe males twice, we could do that. So here we go. Your choice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now let's work on an issue that you may be having, or maybe you want to see it gone, so we can do that, to even request that healing if it's a body healing tonight, you know, when you're on the light ship. So here we go. Your one incident, the program that you're running. Remember, everything here works in programs because you live in time, and times have programs, so let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And I guess that's it. So I'll turn it over to Ann tonight. And we got a lot of emails and things. We'll go to the Lightship maybe half an hour, I'm guessing. So back to you, Ann. We'll see what's new out there.
Okay, Ron. Hello, and welcome. Welcome, everyone. It is Saturday, so that means on this show, it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. It's a wonderful show for you to be joining us live, especially. All of our shows are archived, which is great, but it's really great to be on this show live because we take that wonderful trip to the Lightship. You can send in any requests for certain rooms that you'd like to visit tonight. Unfortunately, our fast chat is still not working. So to reach us tonight, the only option is the email, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Excuse me. And there, in addition to requesting rooms, you can ask any questions of Ron, or especially about the healings, or talk about your experiences with the healings. We always like to keep in mind that we always have new listeners, and we want to present the Lightship and Ron to everyone. So we're so happy to be here, Ron. Oh, and also, if your birthday is in July, when we go to the Lightship, we'll have a little birthday celebration for everybody. And thanks, Ron, for, of course, as always, we really like when you clear out the date and activate the light beings for us. Okay. People are writing in telling me the link is broken, and we know. So we'll work on that. Hopefully by the next show we'll have that back up, but yeah, I don't think it's going to be working during the show tonight, unfortunately. Ron, I was wondering if we should get rid of any aliens that might be with us and listening to the show that want to go to the light tonight or back to their planet, as you always say. Ron, are you there?
Yep, I'm just looking around here. So yeah,
okay.
That's the one watching you here, and maybe in you, around you, through you, up in the corners, in that room that you don't want to go into, or that cupboard. So here we go. Let's release them. They can leave here. One-way ticket out. And who knows? Maybe they've been bothering you for, you know, your whole life. And now they get to leave. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels pretty good. So, alien is begone. So back to you.
Okay. Oh, good. We're getting in some requests for rooms already, so that's great. I'll pass those along to Ron when we get there. We talked last night about a call that we're going to do in August and to clear people's cultural history. And you talked about, maybe adding other things, and we had a request tonight. Could we do a special call for releasing negative objects? We talked about these things like swords and daggers that might be in us, and that's a thought, Ron, that maybe we could put that on the list there for things to clear.
Yeah, we'll see, yeah.
Okay, I'm saving that, you know, with the other requests that we got. Okay. Somebody was wondering, Ron, you have two clearings. The parallel lifetime removal, and we also talk a lot about timeline crashes. We have a few questions tonight about timeline crashes. And this listener would like to know, what is the difference between a parallel lifetime removal and a timeline crash?
Okay, the timeline crash is something that you're dealing with in the present moment. So you do timeline crashes on that. You can do timeline crashes for things from your past. Things in the future aren't created yet with us. The aliens may have it already planned out for you, but typically, we don't like to go there. Your death is planned already by the aliens, okay? So you could say, yeah, if I want to live longer, I could probably do timeline crashes for when I'm going to be dying, but you don't know what that's going to be about, so it'd be kind of like futile, you know? From there, a parallel life, that's normally on, I think that that clearing is for parallel lives on clone planets, if I'm not mistaken, okay? Found Earth planets, and that's different. Is that what they're talking about? And
yes, I believe
okay,
so.
It's when you're living a lifetime out there and not living here. Remember, you're living here, and then they create a parallel life for you, and then you're living on that, but you're also here. The other ones are when you're completely there. And they can replicate that over and over and over again. So that's the basic difference on the two. And I think we have cloned Earths. I think we have two of those on parallel lives. Here and also on cloned ones, I believe. So they're similar, but mainly the timeline crashing is what you do when you have a situation that is here. Could it be on the other clearing too? Yeah, it could be there also. But the timeline crashes are mainly for you living here on this planet, having yourself being copy and pasted multiple times, on a situation. And it still could be in a parallel life somewhere else in the beyond, though. But mainly that's for stuff that you have happening here. The other one, if you have something affecting you that you can't put your finger on, and you go, man, what's happening here? Then maybe that clearing might be the one to get because it might not be, connected completely to what you're experiencing here, but it's still going on. So hopefully I explained that okay for you. Back to you.
Okay, and a person who I believe is doing some timeline crashes, possibly for the first time, has some questions, and I want to get off certain timelines, so this person has an issue. So they're saying they picked an emotion. At the top of the timeline crash clearing page, there's a big list of possible emotions that would be connected to the timeline that you're on that you want to get off of. So they chose their emotion, and then they wrote, crash all of these timelines that I am on now or have ever been on. And just put in this kind of big issue. Is this how you do it?
Oh, no. You need to clear where you are right now with the timelines. So it sounds like you're trying to make a shortcut out of your life. So it doesn't work that way.
You can't put in, like, I'm angry. I've always been angry, and I want to be off that timeline.
Yeah, you first got to pick your specific anger that you have, okay? So maybe you're angry because the red ant bit you, and now you don't like that, so you're angry because it hurts. So how angry are you? Are you angry enough for 100 timeline crashes on that? Or are you really angry and need 1,000? So you got to clear out that one issue. Now, then figure out another issue that you're angry about. Remember, you're releasing a program. And how are you going to know what program to release? You just can't say release them all because that doesn't mean anything. You need to find and connect to the program that's stored in your DNA to release it. And then you keep going back, and you start remembering of another anger situation, et cetera. And you keep doing that and doing that, and then eventually, you know, you're going to feel better about that situation, and maybe that's all that you need to do, just kind of watch and see where you are. So back to you.
Okay. Ron, we have a request to go to the light ship soon, from a person who's overseas, and this month is their birthday. Because they can only listen, you know, if we do it now, I guess. I believe he's made this request of you before. Can we do that?
Okay, here we go. Can we go to the light ship, everybody? So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And this only works live as you're listening to us right now live. If you're on an archive, you're going to be listening and feeling the peace energy. So here we go, going to the light ship, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we normally go into the hot tub rooms first to get detoxified. So and you want to request one specific healing that you would like to have with your body. It has to be body related. It can't be that you want to be more spiritual or, you know, whatever. It's a body issue that you're working on. So next we're going into the centrifuge room, and we'll go to the room for the birthday party, maybe in about a minute or two here. So here we go. Centrifuge room, bringing that energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to go into where the little penguins are. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we got a special room here. This will be the flying unicorn room. So here comes the unicorns. And you can ride one naturally. So just find the one that you want. And you're on it, and you can be kind of buzzing around there. So here we go. Having fun. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go on to one other room that we can ride on the particular, you select your dragon. So we'll go into the dragon room. So here we go. The dragons are coming. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And let's go in now and have some cake in the food court. So here we go. We're going there now. Everybody's listening. We're all walking over to the food court. And you can select whatever type of dessert you would like to have. I'll always get the, I like just the same stuff, you know, very simple. German chocolate cake with the drizzle and the toppings and the ice cream and the hot fudge and the drizzle, you know, and whatever else. Whipped cream would be good on it, and a cherry or two. So, and this little morsel the size of the pencil eraser on the end of a pencil. And you can ask for seconds and thirds, but it's very nutritious. So here we go. Having that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And everybody and the light beams will be singing happy birthday to everybody. So happy birthday to people born in this month here. And here we go. Get seconds if you like. If you don't want to have any dessert, you can get something else there. And we'll go to the golden place where we can get energized. It'll give us what we need. Not necessarily what we want, but what we need, it'll give us. So here we go. We're putting our hands and feet on some golden plates now. Might feel your body kind of buzzing. And going into the next room where they're going to in a sense, do a diagnostic check on us and then give us now the energy. So here comes the energy for everybody. You might feel your body heating up possibly. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So happy birthday, everybody. And we're now leaving the food court. And when you go into where they have goats, so here's the goat energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into where they have the little birds, little birdies, maybe hummingbirds. So here we go, hummingbird room, stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we'll do one for, which will help for pain release, go into that room, and also where the floating magnets are. This will be our last room now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're coming back from the light shift now. So we're coming back down. I'll count to 5. May feel the energy around you change a little bit here. And if you liked, you know, being on the unicorn or the dragons, you know, I'll let you stay on that straight up on the hour here. If you want to go, you do some traveling in the light ship, having a nice ride. And if you didn't do it and you want to do it now, you can, and you'll still be there after I bring you back. But straight up on the hour, you'll be coming back here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're back. Okay, Anne, back to you.
Good, and I hope that gentleman was able to join us on the lightship and celebrate his birthday. Okay, I'll go back to our couple of questions we have here about timeline crashes. Someone asked if we put in, we do a timeline crash for the first timeline or the normal, they're putting it normal timeline, crash all timelines consecutively. Do we do then the upside down and tangent ones at the same time?
You can if you like. Just put up a different screen. So that is possible, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Very interesting idea.
Right.
I haven't tried that myself. I've been doing them kind of in an order.
But just remember, you know, you might feel a little funny because a lot of energy is coming to you. So you don't know what your body can take as far as energy coming back to yourself. But, you know, you can do that. Just note that, you know, you could get tired, you know, so you want to be, you know, you may want to do it on Saturday if you're not doing anything on Sunday because you may feel drained possibly. Remember, your body has to integrate it. Your body's physical. And we're doing energetic clearings on you to make you more whole. And the body needs to do work on itself to accommodate the energy coming to you. Remember, you're not changing your vibration, just becoming more of what you used to be. So you're integrating more of your spiritual energy with you. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in some comments about last Saturday's conference call that you did. And someone said, Ron, for the most part, it was like watching an old movie go by. Faces and animals came up and went by. I had tucked away a lot with the pets. When the doctors that worked with me on the integrated health team, all the information came forward when they started on the brain. And then they got information about acid and alkaline diets. Which is a major key to weight loss and health. Alkaline food puts out fire and inflammations that the acid diet gives us. So that's very interesting. I believe what they mean is they got that information after the call. And they go on to say there was a part to the call where you were clearing words that brought up issues when I was yelled at. My heart was overloaded with pain. You cleared the cords to different body parts, too. And then they had a, you know, very sad memory from their childhood and where when they would be so stressed and upset, they would eat. And they end by saying, oh, my, what a relief, because they call this emotional eating. So they had a lot of healing from the calls, Ron.
Very good.
That was most likely the heart knots. Okay. So someone has a question here about ascension. Please, hi Ron, please give some details on where the people are now after ascension in the previous 2,000 years. It was mentioned in one of the recent broadcasts that the people on the planets are few. Are most of them on Earth? Does that mean that other than the normal batch of humans, the rest are of a different species in the universe?
Yeah, so I guess the first question was the people that has ascended, say, 2,000 years ago when Jesus did the ascension. So where are they now? No way of knowing. They're more than likely not in darkness because they went back to light, so they're having an experience in light. So I guess that's how to answer that question. Is there a second part that like I have mentioned before, being very generous, I would say that there's probably less than 1,000 people on the planet that would actually be able to ascend out of here. So that's how I would look at it. Remember, the planet's overtaken by other life forms, which we call clones or robotic people or androbotic people, androids. They're all coming in here for whatever reason. So but basically, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, then you need to go back to the basic teachings of Jesus, which is why he was clearing people of their emotions so they could have more spirit in their bodies. That's what he was doing with his healings when he was working with people. And that was for the ascension process. And from there, you know, if they had enough cleared out, then the light would find them. So the people back then that weren't doing that process, you know, then at that point, if they're full of emotions and they're full of darkness, and the light doesn't know darkness, so it's not going to find you. It only knows light. It's a very, very easy concept to understand. You know, the two energies don't mix, but the darkness will steal people and put them into parallel lives. And that's what you're living when you're not in the present moment. You're living a parallel life somewhere that is not on planet Earth. It looks like planet Earth, but you're not here. That's why people do timeline crashes when they hear about a storm coming. Okay, so they do timeline crashes and even the gray sky clearing, and then all of a sudden the storm leaves them alone. Maybe their particular block around their house is not affected, or their house itself is not affected, because a house is brought into the now by doing these clearings. So everything around you is a fabricated timeline. It's a hologram because it's not on the real Earth. So when you do these clearings, the timeline crashes, and or the gray skies or whatever else you tend to do, then that whatever you're working on is brought into the present moment. And so your reality is in the present moment, and everything around you is a fabrication, a hologram, as you're watching it outside of your, you're watching it from your now and watching these timelines. And then all of a sudden, the devastation happens, we'll say, or the rain or storms or whatever, or the wind. And lo and behold, you're okay, and everything else may not be. That's because you brought that into the now, into the Earth, true Earth timeline. Otherwise, it's not the true Earth timeline. So you're seeing, you know, the fabrication, the hologram that the aliens did around you. So back to you.
I'd like to remind everybody about the free healing on your website, Ron, called Alien Holographic Removal. I don't have it in front of me right now. I may not be getting the whole name of it correctly, but I know people have written in that they really start to literally see the world differently. Alien Holographic Reality, it's called, and you can just put your name in there. It's on the upper left-hand side, one of the free healings, and it's actually the word sample, Ron has said, is in there by mistake. It's a really thorough, full clearing, and when you click on it, the title is Alien Generated Holographic Reality Disconnection. So any updates on that, Ron, is it a good idea for us to keep running this, and should we do it a lot?
Yeah, I would keep doing it. Then we have the imbalanced one, so yes, keep doing those, and also do the octopus energies.
Okay, right. There's several different ways we can clear the octopus energies. Someone wrote in they wanted to clear a certain insect on the alien page, and it's one of the things that's not listed, like you have octopus and different things on there. And what I would say, Ron, and just tell me if this is okay, you put your name at the top, and just after that, you could write clear flies. You know what I mean? If there's no space to write it in or whatever you want to clear.
That is correct.
And
it
would get cleared that way.
Yeah, that's correct. After your name, you can add something, yes.
Right, because you've said that many times about many different healings, and I figured that's the way to do it, because the light beings are going to be reading your name, so they'll just keep reading with your other instructions on there. Okay. Somebody wrote in, Ron, if you watch TV, it seems a person's implants talks to another person's cords or timelines. They never talk to each other's human spirits. Is something missing here? Any opinion?
Well, what I believe they're saying is that when you watch two people talking to each other on TV, I guess they're asking if they're being controlled. You're not going to be talking to anybody's spirit. The spirit doesn't talk, so you're going to be just using emotions. So you're watching people in emotions talking to each other in the movie. That's what I guess they're asking. Now, is that also coming into you, with that particular information or implants or keywords? Yeah, it can be, and that's a good learning experience for everybody, is to see how they react to a movie. And then you know what you need to clean out of yourself, because the movie's showing you what, and it won't be where you have the energy blockages, but remember, there's only two energies, blocked energy and unblocked. So if you're using that, or negative energy or positive energy, I don't like to use that term, but if you are blocked with something, then you're going to see it, and it's going to show up in Technicolor for you, because you're living on that timeline. If you don't live on the timeline, then you're not going to be, noted to you, or you're not going to be aware of what they're doing. And you might even say, gee, I watched this program and I lost 10 minutes of it. What were they doing there? Well, maybe they're talking about something that doesn't even relate to you, because you already cleared it out and you just lost the 10 minutes of the time that you're watching the movie, because it wasn't imprinted in you. Because you have nothing to imprint, nothing to relate to. Remember, we're so old here now with our body genetics that a lot of stuff, sticks to us very easily. But if you do clearings, then all of a sudden you start backpedaling to get out of the system. And that's what happens. So, the people could be talking to each other, and they could be, pushing each other's buttons emotionally with whatever it is. And from there, and normally it's emotional stuff. It could even be anger, but, I guess there are those shows where people get upset with each other and yell and scream, but how many people are going to watch those unless you have that as an issue, some type of abuse? So you're going to be watching that and trying to figure out, who's right and who's wrong. But typically it's just emotions that you're watching. What was that show a long time ago? I didn't know what's on it, but was it Jerry Summers or something, having all those people on there? Or you watch maybe Judge Judy or something, or something like that, where there's controversies happening. So if you're watching those and you think you're getting something out of it because you're judging one person against the other, then you might want to do the judgment clearing. Because really, it shouldn't even relate to you. So you should watch a movie and have no reaction to it, except maybe just watching and seeing the scenery. and that's it. So back to you.
Okay. If you watch, maybe this is a dumb question, but we've talked about this a lot. Let's say you're watching a movie or a TV show or something, and something does strike you or catch you and you're judging or you feel emotional in the moment or something. Should you clear both, say, that scene, like I clear when so-and-so yelled at her husband and I felt hurt, and, well, gee, why did that elicit something in me? Like, should you go the next step and kind of figure out why did that strike me?
No. Yeah, good question. No, you don't want to do the next step. Otherwise, you're going to be chasing your tail and creating more timelines. Remember, the life doesn't care what you have experienced, okay, and what's inside of you. All you're doing is kind of like saying, hey, I have this condition here, this problem, this program, and I want to have it released. And so you don't need to figure out why, it happened to you. You just want to get it released, and then you have peace. And if you do a lot of these, then it doesn't matter what happened. You don't need to figure anything out. So trying to look at and investigate the situation or why it happened to you or anything, no, you just clear the issue. Does it happen because you have the issue? Just clear the issue, and it may be gone from you. So, like watching somebody yelling at somebody, does it relate to you? Do you just watch it and go, oh, they're yelling at each other, that's okay. Or do you say, oh, man, that person's really right what they're talking about. The other person doesn't get it or something. Well, then that's the judgment there, so you want to clear that out of you. It's just strictly a storyline. How do you view that storyline? Do you tie into it or not? And there's, implants that's going off inside of you to get you to get riled up. And other things, your ancestors are probably with you. Your soul family's probably listening in, getting mileage out of it, too. Just clear it out of yourself so you're not being released, with more negativity. You want to just get it out of you. Because if you don't release it, you will be, it's now activated in you. You unturn that stone that was dormant, and now the darkness is coming out of that, a situation. So just get rid of it. You don't have to know how you got it, why you got it. That's why, when you do healings, you go, it's gone. I don't want to even look back on it. So back to you.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Ron. That's so helpful. On Monday's show, you were talking also about clearing out the octopus, and you mentioned it again now. And one listener, always, our listeners are so helpful to each other. There is a poison carcasses and waste removal, and they're saying, not sure if it has a whole life. It does. I looked that up. It's $100 for the clearing for a month, but then you can add the $50 to clear it. And she recalls that that was one of the gifts you gave away on the one of the weekend calls, Ron, when you gave out that to the listener, to people that came on your weekly intensive calls. Or
that
monthly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank you for that reminder, and so people might want to look into doing that clearing, and they can have it for themselves forever. Okay, listener has a question, and they actually sent in a list of metals that they'd like to clear from their bodies, and I'm not going to read this whole list. And they're looking for advice from you, Ron, or maybe other listeners. Is there a way to clear metals from us?
Metals, that'd probably be under the object clearing. Well, I think I would try that. If somebody else has an idea of what clearing might work, but I think the object is designed for that. Energetic objects, maybe, or just the object clearing. I think it's $1 per object or something like that. So you may want to do that. You may want to get some water and charge it up to help that release it from you. That's another $1. And I would give that a try to see what happens. But just do one at a time. Don't think you can go in there and you know, ask for 20 different objects at once, or metals to get released, just do them one at a time and see how effective it is, so that you know that you maybe got rid of it. And if it is in your body, you know, it could take a month to get rid of it. So back to you.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful, Ron. Thank you. Another question here. If you put up more than one picture of the light being, like 2 or 5, for the same exact incident, will it clear faster?
Typically not. If you had it on a different monitor screen, it could give you maybe a little more horsepower. On one monitor screen, probably not. But if you had it in your room, then you have the energy coming at you in different directions, we'll say, which could be a little more beneficial. But as far as having it up, you know, more light beams on it, if you had just one large light beam, you know, what you're doing is you have more energy coming at you. But it's not going to clear really any faster. If you have to do 1,000 timeline crashes on it, or 1,000 clearings, it'll still take the same 1,000 clearings, but it might get rid of more stuff and go deeper in you. So hopefully that answered that question. If you have a really small light beam, it's still going to work, but, you know, naturally people like to get the large ones when they put them up, so that you have more of the energy coming to you. That's kind of the way I would look at that. So if you can get your whole monitor screen as that, then you're going to feel the presence a little stronger. Not that it's going to clear it out faster, but it might be maybe a little more thorough as it's doing it. Oh, it's kind of hard to talk about that because everything's in the moment. And I have to use something to talk about as you're listening in time to describe it. So it's a little more difficult for me to talk about this. So back to you.
Right. Well, now you have said in the past, like if you have several, like one issue, but several clearings going for that same issue, you're going to have several light beams up anyway.
Yeah, that's correct. So what you may want to do is, you know, look at the issue and find out what energetic bodies, you know, would pertain to that. And if you have the unlimited versions of those, then you could do that same clearing on a different energetic body with that issue and have one light beam dedicated to one energetic body. That would probably be the smartest thing to do.
Right. Okay, so somebody wrote in about the metals. Did I say metals with a D? I'm sorry if I was not enunciating. They meant metal with a T. And someone wrote in that they use the special healing to clear some of those.
Great, okay. Wonderful.
Okay, yeah. And, okay,
that's
so...
That would be a lifetime clearing. So that would be probably another way to look at it. The object clearing is what you're clearing in the present moment, and it may not go back through your whole lifetime. I mean, it's only in the moment that you're doing that. So the object clearing is if you want to clear, like, you know, a piece of clothing that you purchased, or you bought something that doesn't feel quite right, you know, that's what that's for. Where the whole lifetime clears it out, you know, in the whole lifetime clearing. I don't know what's if anything is in the body jumpstart bundle or not. You might want to check that out too. That could possibly have something in there. I'm not sure though.
Right. Okay. This, and I'm not sure. I don't know if I know how to answer this one. But the person that asked about the metals is now asking, because we have two different clearings, Ron. One is energetic negative objects removal. It's a whole life. And one is energetic objects cording release. Which would be more appropriate for the metals? The negative one, energetic negative objects removal?
Well, you don't know if it's negative energy means that it's something that somebody projected to you. So that would be a negative object.
Okay.
So what would that be? A spear, a bullet, you know, a knife, something like that, where they gave you something with emotional charge on it. And now that object is charged with mind energy, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, like aluminum or steel or whatever would have a negative charge on it. It's just what it is.
Right.
Now, the cording of that, is that energy cording you? Well, cording normally could be from mass consciousness. So let's just say that, well, we can talk about radiation, you know. So there's many types of radiation, and all of that has an emotional charge on it, okay? So right away, you know, if you use one of those words like uranium, are you going to think that's a good word or a bad word, you know? Typically, it may be bad because everybody is corded to that word thinking that it's bad. So right away, you're getting all of people's cordings from the energy pool from uranium being bad into you. Now, the object itself, uranium, if you were to somehow be able to communicate to that, we'll say, right, without having it hurt you, it wouldn't think that it's doing anything improper or bad. It's just being what it is. It's uranium. Okay, so it's not a negative type of energy. Only people portray it as that, which makes it into that. And then you can get corded from it from other people. So I'm sure if you went in and you had radiation poisoning, the nurses, the doctors, all your friends are going to know how bad it is by seeing other people having a condition with it. And maybe they're dying and they're going to project onto you death because you have uranium poisoning. So that would be the way I would look at those two clearings. Okay, so back to you.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Ron. Somebody, listener, wrote in, reminder, mid-year seed intentions. And this person is wanting to do the call again that we did in January so that we could bring in the energies of the remaining months of the year and set our intentions for them. And they feel since we had that alien change of guard on in April, that would be beneficial. Do you have any thoughts
probably
about
would
that?
We'll have to we'll have to decide if we want to do it this month or not. It'd probably be I just don't know yet, so.
Okay. Okay, so I'm sorry, were you finished, Ron?
I'm just thinking. Go ahead.
Okay. Somebody wrote in there from the East Coast, and they said it was primary election days for the local politicians, and there were a lot of dark clouds. For sure, they felt that it was emotional and that the aliens were involved. They put up the environmental imbalance and the Earth Protection Timeline crash. They forgot to do the gray skies, but I guess they felt that the other two helped them, too. So good.
Yeah, that sounds,
That's
very
a
good.
Great idea. When something, I don't know, like that's a perfect example, really, of something in your area that could be throwing off your energy to put those clearings on. Is there any sample healings, Ron, that perhaps we could do tonight, you could do for us tonight?
Well, somehow, I guess we have different energies. We got with the play, people talk about the stars and stripes, okay? So what could be attaching to that energetically? Oh, boy. Stars are pretty self-explanatory. I don't know what the stripes would be. Maybe it's prison bars or something. I don't know. But then you have the color of the plague, red, white, and blue. And then you have darkness, which is black. So I'll just clear them all at one time here. Now, remember, these could be also attached to orb energies because they may relate to those colors also. And they could be attaching to things. Remember, we have, you know, we talk about keywords a lot. And so if you're a new listener, you're wondering why I'm picking on the plague colors. Well, it's no different than picking on 1111 or 1010 or 123. It's still colors or numbers or things that can be connected to people as keywords, okay, or key letters or just energies that we see all the time. And I guess just going sideways slightly, you know, people that normally go to a funeral, they wear the color of death, like judges, you know, they always wear the black cape, you know, or whatever. That's because they are, in a sense, that because they can't communicate to humans. They only deal with paper. And that's why they're not wearing a color that is not a black, typically. They don't deal with the real person. So anyway, and that's why we have death with black. So here we go. Let's clear all those colors at once. And here we go, releasing those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So I know that we're dealing with a lot of war, but, you know, when we talked about, I guess, the show last time, you know, the Battle of Gettysburg, which was 3 days long, maybe that's why we have the 4th of July, because it maybe ended there. I don't know. I don't know much about history here. But I know it was a pretty awful battle, and that's probably what you're dealing with now, is the Battle of Gettysburg. And so, interesting that they have the politicians maybe being elected or whatever is going on back east at this time, because they're probably wanting to use that energy, which could be why the clouds are dark, okay? Remember, they always pick dates and at certain times to bring forth energies, where there's a lot of energy there, because they want to ride on that energy and switch it into something else or to make it even worse. That's how the dark side works. So here we go. Let's clear the keyword of Independence Day. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Then we have the word of freedom. So 1, 2, that has two E's in it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, independence has four E's. So let's clear the E's. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you for doing those clearings, Ron. Let me just see. Yeah, all those vowels, it's good to get rid of them. Okay, we had someone write in about some movies. I know we do talk about movies sometimes on the show. It's always interesting. So this person wrote in, the Battleship movie may be good to describe a vortex trying to suck in a large city-like ship.
Battleship? And
yeah, the movie Battleship. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I have not either, so I don't know. And then their second question about Battleship is, couldn't that movie be interpreted to split our spirit into pieces and create parallel planets to section off your spirit, energy waves attacking the ship? Right, you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on that. I don't know. Might be good, you know, since you mentioned that, to, you know, we could look at that. People want
right.
to watch that movie. Is it a spaceship? They use Battleship or a ship on the ocean called a Battleship, you know?
I think it's a few years ago it came out, and it's modeled on a children's game or a board game. And they used to say on the commercial, remember, you sunk my battleship. So it's about actual warships, I guess. We'll have to see it and find out.
Yep, okay.
And then they mentioned another movie, Elementary, The Man with the Twisted Lip, may be a good film to describe a nanobot and how it transmits messages and poisons. Have you seen that one, Ron?
Nope, I haven't. Nope.
Okay.
How about the Michael Moore movie? Anybody watch the Michael Moore movie?
Yeah, that one is really good. somebody wrote in, yesterday was Canadian Independence Day. I know we have a lot of Canadian listeners. Is there anything we could clear for that? Independence from the rule of Queen Victoria.
Okay, well, let's see here. Oh, Queen has two E's in it. Okay.
Yes, it does.
Oh, that says three vowels. Or two vowels. So it only has a Q in the N. Interesting. Okay, we'll clear that name, Queen Victoria, if you're connected to it, quartered to it, living that lifetime or something. So here we go. I mean, your soul family wants to experience that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, it'd be interesting to see what the Canadian people went through, I guess, yesterday, which would be the 1st of July. They want to Google that to see how that energy is controlling them, because they're using that date. That's all that I'm saying. The date relates to them and what happened on that date. So it looks like it's their Independence Day. But what else happened? With us, it's the 4th of July, so what happened on the 4th? So that would be interesting to see what's going on there. So, anyway, that's the stuff you got to kind of, look at. I know people have been talking a little bit sideways here, but talking about the currency being backed by gold and stuff like that. That's kind of all over the Internet right now for those key days. So maybe the 7th of July might be a date. But what I was just kind of wondering is, I think it was it 1934, I believe, when not people living now typically, but they had to give up their gold and silver. My understanding was that was only for businesses, not the population, but everybody turned it in. So we gave up the gold that we had stored, which was backing, the gold-based monetary system here, and it went into the fiat money. So I'm just wondering, what date that was when that bill was signed, or whatever the legislation was to do that. I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out, because you may want to clear that date also. So maybe somebody out there, knows about that. I think it was 34. I don't think it was 33, but anyway, we will check. So back to you.
Right. I remember I have heard about that, but don't know the year either. Okay, another listener wrote in about the listener's question about metals clearing, and she has harmonic frequency clearing, ? What do you think of that idea, Ron?
If it's hurting you, then it would be odd harmonics to your body. So I would say that's maybe why you'd want to clear it. I believe that like gold and silver are kind of more neutral than other metals, although I see people wearing, copper rings, and maybe they'll get some copper wire and put it around their wrist and that seems to help people. So you may want to see what it is, you know. Because it may not be that negative toward your body. And by clearing it, it may neutralize it and or make your body compatible to it. So there's two ways to look at it. So back to you.
Great. Okay. Okay, and listener wrote in, they recently got their uncle, a family member, onto the body organ restoration call that we did last Monday. And according to him, his condition has improved about 20 to 30%. What other clearings can be done for him other than the special generic lifetime healing and the special generic seven-generation healing in order to get total healing? Can the same be done for other chronic diseases as well?
Well, I would first, it just sounds like they came on the call cold turkey. So I would do the mental and emotional clearing for them and the fear. Do those whole lifetime ones. And take advantage of half price, you know, on the second one after you do, you know, the regular one. So that's what I would do. And then from there, maybe do the body jumpstart. But you want to get rid of the fear and the you know, clear out the mental body and the emotional body. Okay, we got a date here. Let's see. Executive Order 6102. This is what I was asking and it came across here. So that would be the numbers that the United States President executed, order signed on April 5th, okay, 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt, forbidding the hoarding of gold coins, gold bullion, and gold certificates within the continental United States. Okay, let's see. The order further permitted any person to own up to $100 in gold coins. So, so that date is passed. You may want to clear it anyway, because possibly your body is, in a sense, allergic to having, you know, gold, okay? Because of that. The mindset went out, so now you're allergic to having gold. Here we got a date here. It just came in. Gold Reserve Act of January 30th, that's still going back in time, 1934, required that all gold, everything was shifted to the reserves in the United States in... So that's probably when the major shift happened. 1930 there was a sudden shift up in reserves in the the government got a bunch of money from that apparently. But anyway, you may want to clear those dates because you are connected to that energy, and that would be lack energy. Because you know, the precious metal or metals that people may have had, maybe, you know, your body now is allergic to it, and you're not going to be able to shift if they do any type of currency reset because your body knows that it can't have it because it was told that. That's kind of what I'm talking about. You want to get rid of stuff that you're resonating with, even though it may or may not be true. You want to be in neutral with it. So what I'll do is just a clearing. We only got a few minutes to go here, but I'll do a clearing, and you can continue on with this one. And maybe it'd be the object clearing where you have to put gold in or something. But we'll do one for gold here, as you had to give up your gold, surrender your gold, we'll say. So here we go, releasing that energy so that now you can light gold again. Remember, we did this with the money clearings. You wear $1,000 if you can get that in a money belt, so you're not allergic to money. So here we go. Maybe you may want to try it with gold, but that would be a pretty expensive money belt. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Now I got another text here. It says, United States Gold Reserve Act of January 30th, 1934 required that all gold and gold certificates held by the Federal Reserve be surrendered and vested in the sole title of the United States Department of the Treasury. So that means that, I guess, they collected everything. And then you got the what's being stored. So anyway, you may want to do a clearing on gold since, you know, China now, I think, is gold-backed in other countries. So you don't want to be hanging out there being allergic to gold if that energy changes. Okay, we're looking at an energy change. So you want to become comfortable with gold again. So hopefully you understand what I'm talking about. So it looks like it's time to end the BBS program here. We're going to do the Mind to Heart Drop and just figure out what clearing you can do that, you know, to be creative with the gold energy. Maybe even timeline crashes on it. So here we go. Releasing energies from you right now. We're going to do the Mind to Heart Drop to bring more spirit energy to you and get rid of your thoughts. So here we go. Dropping, expanding your spirit first. Take the thoughts aside of your head. Drop them into your heart. Here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Happy times getting yourself to like gold again. So, bye, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, ladies. And thank you, listeners.
Okay, good night, everybody. Thank you. Bye, Ron. Bye, everyone.
Bye.